The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
We're Newstalk 1590 KVTA Ventura.
Smith receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. You are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And it is, go ahead, Sean.
The brighter side of the 805.
That's right. We got some. I've got these beautiful flowers right in front of me. They're so cute. They look like a little puppy dog. You know, it's so cute. Anyways, we've got a full studio today. And I do want to say that I'm so glad that you're here. I know you've got lots of choices out there. And I know that I'm so glad that you're starting it here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are here with Spence. How you doing, Spence?
Everything's good over here. Okay. Everything's going great.
All right. He's just starting his day. Yeah, not. All right. And we got Sean in our studio. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah? All right. Good. You look like you're, Did you have a good night last night?
No, I haven't slept yet. Still waiting.
Oh, so you look like you're just keep going.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. All right. And we've got Christine Smith here, and she is from Deerdorf Farms. And if you haven't already got your box, I'm telling you, you want to do it. It's all about organic, great food. And today we're going to talk about storage preparation, and I have learned so much. I have to tell you, I'm so excited to have my box, and we've got Thanksgiving coming up. And so what is in the box today?
Yes, so this week, a couple new things we had. We just started our celery harvest.
Ooh,
so tomatoes are done until next summer.
And they were amazing tomatoes.
They were our tasty lead tomatoes.
Yeah.
Sad to say goodbye to those, but celery keeps us busy until tomatoes
and
start.
And we've also got some really good recipes, right? We've got our carrot top that we were going to talk
about. Local chef Rachel Main, who was on last
her.
Time.
Yep.
She shared some recipes with us, so we'll have those for you
today. And then a celery soup.
Mm-hmm. Another one from Rachel.
Yeah. Have you tasted that yet? Have you?
I've never had celery soup.
Yeah.
So.
I think I had it one time a long time ago, and it was really good. It's really good for high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. They say that if you juice or anything with celery, it's really good. So anyways, all right. And then joining us is Jonathan Boring. And Jonathan Boring is from Social Spice Media. And he is a social media marketing company. And he's been helping me out here. And he's going to give us some really how do we get out there? That's what we're all about. Everybody wants in their business how to get out there, how to get, noticed on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, all those kind of things. That's what John does. And let's welcome John. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. I'm so glad that you're here. And what are we going to talk about? Kind of give us a little teaser.
Oh, boy. We're going to be talking about all sorts of social media, anywhere from Facebook to LinkedIn to Twitter, YouTube, blogging.
Okay.
We're covering it all.
You got it. All right. Again. All right. And then we have Beth Petit in here. And I was so excited because your whole company is, we're going to be talking about Kitchen Rescues, her cookbook that just came out, but it's also to support What Can I Do, right?
Right. For all the local benevolent animal rescue groups, we're there to educate and raise funds to help them offset those veterinary costs that take up about 50% of their budgets.
And really quick, you've been on my show before. I'm really passionate about this. I was actually, I'm in her cookbook here, but there's so many people that are in this cookbook, and you are going to want to get a copy. It's $25 donation, correct?
Correct.
And what does that go to?
It goes to 100% of that donation goes to help offset veterinary costs for animal rescue groups.
It gave me chills because there's so many people that, you know, even seniors, they love their animals, but they can't afford to, you know, if something goes wrong, they can't afford to help them. And then what do? And they take away medical from their own, you know, their right. self to help their dogs or their animals. So
absolutely. Yeah. There's lots of animals
so
in need.
So the name of your company and your group and everything is What Can I Do?
Whatcanwe.org is our foundation.
What can we? Okay, and explain how you got that name, because there's a little background there, and we're going to talk more, but I just want to tease everybody about, because it's such a great story.
Well, there was a young man, Christopher Myers, who at 16 already knew his passion for animals and really decided to do something and jumped in, was a great volunteer for 3 years, very close to my heart and family. In February of 2012, unfortunately, we lost Christopher in a car accident. Mm. So he passed that torch along, and everybody was saying, what can we do? And we knew that in order to create this legacy and take, you know, take this torch that had been passed on, we had to help people figure out what we can do. And this is where, that's how it all came about.
Isn't that a great story? And you know, and it's stuff like that. That's what we do here, is talk about really the brighter side of the 805. And if you have something out there that you want to share on the Kim Pagano Show, definitely either email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. You can call me anytime during the day at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Also, write down this number right now. We are in the studio. We are live, and our phone number here is 805-650-1590. That's 650-1590. That is our call letters here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. So if there's something that you want to shout out or be involved in that we're talking about, or you have a question for any of my guests here, definitely give us a call. Also, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, and that's going to be really good. We're going to continue to talk about some business strategies. We've got 8 unbreakable rules for business startup success by Sean Castina, and then maximize your social with Neil Schaefer, and then we've got Joan Borstein from the Malibu Beach Recovery, and she's actually got a cookbook coming out too, right?
Yeah, Dopamine for Dinner.
Yeah, and so it's all about how you make yourself happy. So definitely, that's at 2 o'clock. You know, definitely tune into that one. And I do want to remind you, if you miss any part of our show, you can always go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, listen there, and also on iTunes, and then I've been downloading them on Facebook. So if you are on Facebook, like our show, because you are entered to win some really great prizes and gifts and stuff. And also, you're going to see some changes there. John's working on some changes there. So do you want to talk about a little bit about that? I mean, just a teaser. We're going to be doing lots of contests on there, so you want to definitely get your name in there.
Yeah, by next week, we're going to have a sweepstakes application built into the Kim Pagano Show on Facebook, so you'll be able to enter to win one of several fun prizes that are yet to be determined.
Yeah, and if you are out there and you have a business or you have a passion that you want to share on with my show, that's what it's all about. It's about sharing the brighter side of the 805. Also, I do want to remind you, I have one more set of tickets to go see Danion Brinkley, and he was hit by lightning, twice.
I still talk about that guest.
I know. Wasn't it?
His story was a little different than we normally have.
Yeah, but not only that is, you know, it's all about he is giving back. He's he helps hospice, you know, patients. And he's going to be speaking today from 1 to 4 over in the Center for Spiritual Living over in Westlake. And so it should be a really good. He says it's going to be the time of your life.
His perspective was totally different than even what I've heard or even thought about.
Yeah, because he says, you know, anything that they say, oh, you know, be careful, you could die. He's like, been there, done that.
Yeah.
You know, been there, done that, you know. So anyways, well, I do want to say, if you're just tuning in right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 650-1590. I'd love to just give away breakfast right now at IHOP, and I have a gift certificate right now. Let's take caller number 5 at 650-1590. That's 650-1590 for your gift certificate to IHOP. All right, let's get started. And again, if you have any questions or anything, give us a call. We want to hear from you. And Christine Smith, Deer Drawer Farms, and tell us a little bit about what you've got, what's fresh and healthy. That's really what it's all about. It's made me really eat some really great different vegetables that I haven't really kind of stepped out of the box before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so I'm sure some of you may have heard Fresh Picks. It's a bi-weekly box of organic veggies grown by Deerdorf Family Farms here in Ventura County. And we also add in items from other local growers to sort of round out the boxes. So like I was saying earlier, we just ended tomato season. So those are done until next June. We just started celery. So we have our celery and we just started our rainbow chard harvest and our collard greens. So this is kind of the ramping up of our green season.
Okay, so I have another thing to add to your collard greens. You know what? Gosh, who was it? What? Actually, Kimberly. She was on my show before, but she was on. What's her name? What's new? One of the talk stars, Katie Couric.
Oh,
she was
wow.
on Katie, and she's been on my show before, but she actually made a wrap out of them.
Oh, yeah, you can, because they're really thick and they're sturdy.
Yeah, and they're crunchy.
Yeah.
And so you could put, you know, some really good stuff in there and wrap them. Have you ever done that? I know you pretty much
eat
really
healthy.
Yeah,
I'm like a non-carb guy, so
yeah,
I use
good.
Lettuce and like romaine. Or
yeah,
chard.
That's, I actually made a romaine wrap last night with carrots and broccoli, carrots from the box and romaine from the box. I just stir-fried the broccoli and carrots and wrapped it in lettuce, and that was really good.
Oh, what a
and
good
I usually don't do stuff like that.
Okay, we're all growing
yeah,
here.
We
we're
really
all getting
are.
Healthy. You know, it's interesting. I do want to bring up another thing. We have Midtown Cafe. They are right here in Ventura, and they just signed on with us, and they are really healthy. It's all about, I mean, everybody is, it's we spend so much time on our cars and our homes and all that stuff, and we don't spend time and invest in ourselves. And that's something that, this has really helped me because I have it at home. It's something, it's $25 a box,
yep,
right?
Twice a month.
Twice so, a yep. month, but you know that you're getting fresh, organic vegetables. It's the best. And every once in a while, there's some like, you know, persimmons was in there the last time.
Persimmons, pomegranates yeah. with figs. So some kind of unique things. And that's just kind of what we do, though.
It's like a little
people,
treat.
Yeah, it
know?
Makes people branch out. A lot of people have said it's like Christmas. We've gotten that comment a lot of times.
Yeah,
from
I
people.
Know that a lot of my listeners are slowly getting in.
They
I,
are. It, we've had some calls
I
in.
Know.
It's been fun. Yeah, so it's like you said, a great way to eat the seasons and enjoy what's freshest right now. And it's
yeah.
a surprise every time. You
right.
don't choose what is in your box. It's whatever we're harvesting. So
yeah.
yeah.
And now here's the one thing that a lot of people are like, God, what if I don't use it all? Share it.
Yeah, right? Share it.
I mean, it's like, it's almost like when you're gardening and you prick out of your, you know, you have like, oh my gosh, I have like an abundance of tomatoes. I'm like, come over, grab some because you don't want them to go to waste.
No, yeah.
So what's in the box this time?
Yeah, so this time we had celery, rainbow chard, red leaf lettuce, black kale, curly parsley, carrots, beets, and we had some pixie tangerines and oranges from our local grower in Santa Paula, Mud Creek Ranch. But all the other stuff was our Deerdorf Organics veggies.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, the new ones were the celery and the rainbow chard. We just started harvest on those, so people got to enjoy the first picks of those veggies. So
okay so you have a celery soup recipe, and I kind of wanted to talk about that because it's so easy, and it's kind of like all the white veggies, which is kind of cool. And Sean, maybe you can help me out with this because I think that's kind of how you cook. He's like the
yeah,
most helped dude.
Well, no, I'm the extreme.
Yeah, he
I'm
is extreme.
6 days a week.
Wow.
I'm very, very healthy.
He's a
I'm
trainer. He's done
vegetarian.
It all, you know. And so in this one, there's a whole bunch of celery with leaves.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. Rachel was really cool.
She was, yeah.
Yeah, don't throw away your leaves, right?
Or the skins of garlic and, you know, everything, you know, all this. Even, yeah, the skins of garlic I learned, too. Keep those in
carrots,
there. The tops
or the
of carrots.
Tops
yeah.
of beets.
In fact, I do have a carrot top recipe. But anyways, so olive oil. I'm going to post this on my Facebook
yeah.
for people to learn. A large onion, fresh thyme leaves, a cup of dry white. Oh, I was like, how do you do dry white wine?
Oh, I got a tip. Can I throw a tip
please.
In? I just got this from my, like, my close friend is a private chef, really gourmet chef. And I asked him what oil he uses to cook his vegetables.
Is it grape?
And grape seed
oil. That's my, you know
it,
what I think
it,
you told us?
Yeah,
that,
it does
yeah.
not taint the flavor. It actually, and he did a side-by-side comparison right then and there. And it's really true. It just it enhances like the actual vegetable.
They even have it in Costco. When Costco gets it, you know it's big already. It's like it's funny. It's kind of
okay,
like,
never mind. It's nothing new.
I know, no, but you know what? It does make a difference. I did do a taste test on it just to see that, you know, and also coconut oil.
Yeah, coconut oil.
And those are good oils too because you can cook them in high heat.
Mm-hmm.
Where and you don't want to hydrogenate your olive oil. You want to generally eat that on a salad. Mm. So.
Oh, good point. Good point. Chauncey, he's good for something.
I may have to start reading.
Because we mostly we cook with olive oil.
Yeah, because we all went from regular oil to olive oil now. Well, and
you want
to
stay away from like the canola oil and the peanut oil.
We're getting better. We are getting better. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you're here. And again, our phone number here is 650-1590. If you want to get a box of great vegetable picks and they're all fresh, where do we call?
Yeah, you can call 805-200-5216 or email us at freshpicks@deerdorffamilyfarms.com. I'm Christine, so I'll be the one helping you out if you're
interested. And you pretty much answer all the time, don't you?
It's like, yeah, email's the best way to get a hold of
Email's better.
Me.
Okay, yeah. I'm like, wait, I got three listeners that are trying to get
half
in.
Half the time, I'm not at my desk, but
you're
I always have my phone.
Right?
So I'll check my email. So email me, freshpicks@deerdorffamilyfarms.com.
All right. Really quick to finish the recipe, we've got heavy whipping cream, and that's optional, I guess, chicken broth, and then russet potatoes in there. And so and then some water and sea salt, and that's
simple.
Another thing, sea salt instead of regular salt.
Yeah, all the sea salts, so you got to have it. It's minerals.
Right.
People think salt's
and
bad.
Then just a dash of cayenne pepper. How easy is that?
Yeah, and she kind of adjusted it. She told me because the organic celery has a lot of natural minerals in it, and it makes it naturally salty and full of flavor, so she put a note on there. You know, it is full of the minerals and the salt, so you don't have to add as much additional salt to it. And if you taste it, you'll see it is really salty.
So why is that?
I'm not the expert in the growing side of it, but from what I've been told, it's just the combination of what's in the soil and where we live and this just how it's grown with
and
it just uses everything.
And for anybody that's just, you know, a question, what is organic mean?
So we don't spray any synthetic fertilizers or pesticides on the organic veggies. So we still use fertilizers and pesticides. Technically, they're just all made from natural ingredients.
Okay.
It takes more time and effort, and often that's why it's a little more pricey in the stores, just because the inputs are more time-consuming. So.
Right.
But it's worth it. They're tasty and salty and
sounds
good. So.
Now, do you guys use, like, I know, like, for a lot of organic, I don't know if you could do this on a commercial scale for organic gardens, but, like, I release, like, certain bugs.
They've used those before. I know they've...
That are good bugs, supposedly.
Yep, they do those.
There's
they
good
do
bugs
those.
And bad bugs, right? Yeah.
Yep. I know we do have the good bugs sometimes, and I know we use different oils and just, plant products, things that,
that aren't
form naturally.
Hurt you. Yeah, there you go.
So.
What is a good bug?
Yeah, that's
praying
a great
mantis.
Question.
Ladybugs?
Ladybugs, praying mantis.
Oh, yeah, ladybugs are really good.
They're like one of the best.
Yeah, So another thing that is really great when you get your fresh picks is you get recipes, obviously, but you get little different helpful hints.
Yeah, I had a lot of inquiries from customers where they weren't sure how to cook things or store things, and I always put a little bit on the recipe page, but in the last couple weeks, I just added a full page of storage tips for almost everything.
Well, you know,
everything.
One of the big things when tomatoes were so in, okay, is I always put them in the refrigerator. You don't. They keep so much better out on the counter.
Yeah, just keep them on the counter.
I mean, they kept forever.
They do.
I was like amazed.
When you refrigerate them, they get like pithy and mealy.
Yeah, lose the flavor and everything.
Yeah. Now, how about avocados?
The avocados, so the ones that we had in the boxes were just picked, so they were still rock hard. And there's that little trick where you can put it in the brown paper bag with a ripe apple or tomato or banana, and the ethylene gases from those veggies will help ripen the avocado. So mine was ready probably in three to 4 days. So right. it was rock solid. So.
Yeah, there you go. Beets. You want to, separate the greens from the roots, right?
Yeah, and store them just in sealed containers, whatever you have, container or bags, and those will last a while.
Yeah.
When they're uncooked, I think the beet roots will last a while. The greens you want to eat quicker. They're a little more perishable. Just any of the greens, any of the chards, the collard greens, kales.
Yeah. The one thing that berries, don't wash your berries, right? I mean, until you're ready to eat them. That's a mm-hmm. big thing. A lot of people bring them home, get them all ready, and then they wash them and they're done. Mm-hmm. Very quickly.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things. Carrots, again, separate the roots from the greens.
Carrots will last forever in a sealed container. I've had some in my fridge for weeks, and they're still crunchy.
Yeah.
So, but if you leave them out, they'll go get really rubbery. But just keep – it's mostly – that's kind of how it is with almost all veggies. Just keep them – most of them, if you keep them sealed, kind of a general rule, they'll keep for quite a while.
Okay. What about lettuce?
Lettuce – do you have any lettuce suggestions? I don't use lettuce that often, so I haven't found the perfect storage tip. But
there are those things you can put in the drawer that help keep them fresh. It's like a natural
thing. Is it like that green thing or something?
And I think sometimes that does help.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyways, definitely get your fresh picks from Deerdorf, and they're all organic. Give out your phone number again.
Yeah, it's 805-200-5216 or freshpicks@deerdorffamilyfarms.com.
Very good. Well, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
I enjoy mine.
Good.
And again, right now, it's funny because you go to the grocery store, it kind of like alleviates one whole area.
It does.
And I know that I'm getting fresh stuff, and I never know what I'm going to get.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a little surprise. So anyways, if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I do want you to go on, if you have a Facebook, and you can like our show on there so that we can enter you into a big contest. And you can share us. And we have a question.
Irene has a lettuce tip.
Ooh.
Hi, okay. Irene.
Irene, are you there?
Yes. I have a tip, and it really works. What I do is I rinse my lettuce out, and I put paper towels in a freezer Ziploc bag, and then I lay the lettuce inside of that, and the paper towel soaks up some of the water and keeps it fresh and crispy longer.
Oh,
interesting. Great. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Oakview.
Oh, very good. Are you a first-time listener?
Oh, yeah. I always have it on this channel. I don't listen to practically anything else.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, thank you so much for your
tip.
I love that. You'll have to get one of your fresh pick boxes for yourself.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a really great holiday, too. All right. Okay, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jonathan Boring from Social Spice Media, and he's going to help us with our social media marketing. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and you know what? I've got a gift certificate to Zizek's Cafe. We got breakfast all over the place, so let's do that right now. We'll take caller number 7-650-1590. That's 650-1590 for Zizek's Cafe, and we'll be right back.
Sunshine. Good days. I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all the calls. And, of course, I want everybody to win, so, you know, write down our phone number here, 650-1590. Not only that is, you know, like us on Facebook. Send me an email so that I can get you entered in to our big drawing, because we've always got stuff to give away, and I would love you to be a part of all of it. So that is kim@kimpaganoshow.com. If you do not have a Facebook, if you do, go on there and like us and share us. So, Tom, who was our winners?
We had Gilbert Gomez. He just won Zizek's, and Art Cervantes won IHOP.
All right. Very good. We're talking about starting your day here in a positive way on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And joining us right now is Jonathan Boring. And, Jonathan, what do you got going for us, and what kind of tips?
Hey, good morning, Kim. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah.
You know, social media is such the big topic right now, depending on no matter where you're at in the world. You know, right now, I don't know if you've realized, but two-thirds of the American public are using Facebook these days.
Isn't that crazy? It's like it used to be like a kid thing. I mean, I kind of thought, you know, and then now it's like, you know. But you know what? I have seen, though, that LinkedIn has changed a little bit, and that's another really good place to get. It used to be like you just try to find a job there, right? And now it's actually, I mean, if you get a new position or a new job or something, right, you kind of get notified about that.
Correct, yeah. LinkedIn, in fact, the way social media is moving, and it's moving at the speed of light, that 9 months ago to a year, that we didn't even sell using LinkedIn as a product or service to our customers. And now that's one of our top sellers, is that we're actually creating business pages for people on LinkedIn. We're promoting blogs on LinkedIn. We're going into the different LinkedIn groups. And promoting their blogs in these different groups that depend on, you know, what groups fit the particular business. But it becomes a very powerful tool for connecting not only B2B, but B2C sales as well.
Wow. And so what services do you offer from your company for Social Spice Media?
We offer all sorts of digital marketing services. It almost expands out past, you know, just traditional social media. I mean, of course, there's Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. We create YouTube videos. We write technical and non-technical blogs. So a non-technical blog may be like on farming, which we were talking about earlier today. Technical blog, we write insurance and blogs for doctors.
So how valuable do you think, like, you know, we should probably be on YouTube right now, right? So people could see what we are, you know, that we all look so lovely in the morning here right now. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, is that important for people to visualize? Because I'm a visual person, being a hair therapist. I like to see it, hear it, you know. I mean, that's so when I see somebody doing hair or doing something, do you think it's more powerful?
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, YouTube is the place to go for the how-to video these days. Mm. We live in an ADD society.
Nice. Thanks,
nobody
John.
Wants. We're getting bombarded by email, Facebook, Twitter. We're so distracted. And if you can go watch a 30-second or 90-second video versus reading two paragraphs, that's where people want to go these days.
Wow.
I have a question, John. What do you think right now about people putting on kind of their business card, doing a video on their website versus just putting
on their business card? They have a video.
Yeah, people are doing. Someone was talking to our team group about this, where you actually record a video of yourself and make that your, and then it goes on your business card. There's a little patch or something, and people can play it. So you actually kind of meet the person in person. Have you been doing that?
So are you talking about creating a video and then having a QR code on your business card that somebody can scan from their smartphone?
Yeah. Is that popular now?
It you know, social media is being used in so many unique and different ways. I think video is very powerful because people can actually see you. They can hear you. They can get to know you. The drawback with video is that you need to practice, you need to rehearse, you need to edit your video to make it look good.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I mean, that is true, because if it's not very professional, you just lost your sale right there. People are like, really? I'm not going on that, you know? So it does. You have to, I mean, you have to put a lot of, you know, detail into these things. I do want to remind anybody that's just listening right now and just tuning in that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Jonathan Boring, a social media marketing expert, and he's joined us here. I do want to open up my line, 650-1590, if you have any questions for John, if you have a business and you want to know how to get your social media happening out there, you know. And if somebody's just starting a business, what's the most important thing for them to do?
Probably know their audience. It depends on who your audience is and what type of voice you're going to have to your audience. If you're going to be marketing to an 18 to 25-year-old, maybe selling headphones, you're going to have one message. If you are selling long-term life and care, you're going to have another audience. And then you're going to have to know where your audience members are located. Are they hanging out on Twitter? Are they on Facebook? Are they on LinkedIn? Are they using YouTube?
So looking at that, okay, is there an age difference? Like, who's on Facebook? Is that younger, older? What is it?
You know, the moms ran the kids off of Facebook.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The moms started getting on Facebook. They saw that it was fun and it was interesting. They started friending their kids. Their kids were saying that, you know, we were at study group last night, and of course they were seeing kids of their kids, you know, partying.
Totally uncool. Your mom Facebooked me and wants to like me. Really? You know, it's funny because the kids would do that to me, and my daughter and my son were like, really, mom? You know, it's like, oh, they're my friends too, they liked my page, you know. But
really, one of the fastest growing demographics in social media right now is the 50 to 70 year old. Their social media is, networking has almost doubled in the past 12 to 18 months, going from 36% to almost 70%.
Wow.
So that's where it's becoming very valuable for businesses to be using social media, because their demographic is now on social media.
What about advertising on Facebook? Because I always get hits on my page for advertising a post, boosting a post.
Depends on how you do it. Facebook advertising is very technical, but they have a lot of demographics on it, so it can be very beneficial, used in the correct way. But of course, the one thing with social media is it's social. You want to build that conversation. You want to build the engagement. You want to ask questions that people want to be involved in.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So, okay. So where should somebody start? I mean, what's the most important thing to get started?
The most important thing to get started, I would say, and probably the easiest, is Facebook. It's very visual. It's interactive. As I said, 2/3 of the American public, if not more, have a Facebook account right now, and it continues to grow. So I would recommend, you know, starting with a Facebook page. Plus, it's probably the most user-friendly over saying trying to start a Twitter account or a LinkedIn account or trying to create a YouTube or write a blog page.
Now, can the wrong information hurt you? Yes, right? Because what you post on there, everybody's going to see, correct?
For the most part, yes.
Okay. Can you retract ever?
Yes, you can delete your post. So if you put something up there and it's not what you want to say. In fact, I put something up on your page last night that I didn't want anybody to see, and I took it off within 2 minutes and reposted something that was supposed to be up there. So you can correct spelling mistakes.
Now we all want to go see what that was.
I know, yeah.
I thought that was the case, and then they screen captured me in that leopard print.
Okay, yeah, whatever. So let's talk about what – so there's LinkedIn – Now, do different businesses need different things? You know, so there's LinkedIn, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Instagram. What about Instagram? What's your thought on that? Those are probably younger kids, right?
It's, none of my clients use Instagram. We do some work for orthodontist, for Dr. Paige Hudson, and we developed a Instagram page for him. And or account for him, because what he does is after somebody gets their braces off, they're able to take a picture with the kid getting their braces off, and the kids then can show their friends on Instagram. And that's where you got to know your target market. But the thing I like about Instagram is you can actually do a back-end plug-in to Facebook. So once you post that photo to Instagram, it'll also be uploaded to your Facebook page. So it's kind of doing double duty. So it's showing two different sets of audience just with one piece of information.
Right. And I think that that's really important, too, because there is a way that you don't have to go to each one of these things.
Yeah,
right?
I have my Twitter account where anything I post on Facebook, it just feeds right into Twitter.
Right. That's what I have. And also, yeah, to Twitter. And but so you could also do it onto Instagram, too, or vice versa.
Correct. Instagram can then post back to Facebook as well, depending on how you want to set things up.
Right. But I think that the biggest thing, John, and probably everybody here, is you want to stay in line with who you are, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you want your message to be clean. Beth, do you use a lot of social?
We have our website, Facebook, Pinterest boards are very big, Twitter. We do all of those things. But, you know, I always say stay positive, stay Switzerland, don't go political. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of rules that as a foundation, and particularly with what we do,
right.
you have to really be mindful.
Right.
Yeah, you have to realize that running a personal page, you say whatever you want for the most part.
Right.
But if you're as a business page, yeah, nobody cares about what you think about abortion or gun control.
Right. Exactly.
John, let's talk a little bit about that. A personal page versus a business page. So
the difference between a personal page and a business page, one of the first mistakes that I see is a lot of businesses don't know the difference, so they will set up their business as a personal page, and there's certain limitations that you have. So on a personal page, if somebody likes you, you have to like them back. And as a business, you don't want to have to physically go in every day and approve everybody who wants to be your friend. So what you want to do is be able to set up your page as a business page. And that way you can reach out to them a little easier. They can like you any time of the day or follow you, and you don't have to follow them back.
Is there still like a maximum now? You know, it used to be like, I have 5,000 friends, can't do anymore.
I believe the maximum is still about 5,000 fans, which means we need to get your one page converted over from a personal page to a business page and merged into your other business page. Right. So that way you can grow. You know, one of my biggest clients has over 100,000 Facebook likes that we've been working with for 5 years. And it's, you know, in the last 18 months, it's become the number one producer of new customers for them.
Really?
So how do you turn likes into ROI?
Oh, there you go. Good question.
It's being innovative. And, you know, with that company, we've done a lot of innovative things. We started out with a Facebook page. We saw some success. We started with Twitter. Then we started creating YouTube videos. We started writing blogs. And then what we did is we started reaching out to mommy bloggers. This is a Wine of the Month Club. And so we started sending them wine and having them write reviews. And, of course, when they write the reviews, we then take that and put them up on our own social media platforms. Because the great thing about social media is, and the biggest mistake that I see is most people just push out content and they sell people. And people don't want to be sold. People are on social media to be entertained. So you have to entertain them. That's not saying you can't sell them. But the thing is if you just push out content that's not interesting and you're not asking questions, you're not being interactive, it's not going to go anywhere. Because Facebook sees that if something's popular and interesting, Facebook's going to do the hard work and heavy lifting for you and push it out even further. So if you can ask a question that's interactive and that's engaging, Facebook is going to take that and push that out, and that's where we're going to get your likes and your interaction and your ROI at the end of the day.
All right. We have a question.
Maggie has a question.
Maggie, are you there? And thank you so much for calling the Kim Pagano Show.
Hi. Thank you. I'm so excited to call in because I do have some questions about this. I have some concerns as well.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I was following my son on Facebook, and I commented on his page. Just so you know, I love you, and he unfriended me. So apparently, and that was a scandal in the family that I was unfriended by my own kid. So
doesn't mean he doesn't love you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
do we have a therapist in the studio?
Hair therapist.
I need to know a little bit more about the etiquette. Also, since I'm a bit of a tech phobe, what suggestions would he have for me? I'm trying to start a little business selling gift baskets online, but I'm a little wary of Facebook and the privacy issues, and I'm not sure how to navigate with the LinkedIn. How do I do all this without having to take a class?
Is that possible?
Yeah, sure, it's possible. You know, I do all this without taking a class. You know, the bottom line is you have to get started. You know, for you, what I would suggest is starting on Facebook and starting a small Facebook business page. Facebook's very visual, so take a lot of pictures, be interactive, ask questions of your followers. And then what you want to do is start off by inviting your friends and your loved one and your family to follow you and have them interact. And then that's how your page really gets a nice jumpstart, and then from there, you know, it'll start growing organically from there.
All right.
I had one Facebook page up. It was a personal page, but only had like 8 friends for like a year. So, what can I do to jumpstart that? Should I start a blog? Should I link it to something else? Or
are you still at 8 friends?
Well, I shut down the page after 8 friends for a year. I said, what's the point? So when I start a new one, should I start a new one and start blogging? Should I link it with the blog? What should I do?
Correct. That's what I would recommend is, you know, start your Facebook page, invite all your friends and family to like your page. If you do start a blog, write from the heart, write about what you know. Keep your blog anywhere from 250 to 500 words. When you write that blog, post it back on to your Facebook page so that people can see it.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that. All right. Okay, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Beth Petit, and we're going to talk about whatcanwe.org and about kitchen rescues, her new recipes for people and their pets. And I do want to give away one more. I have a gift certificate from Midtown Cafe. It's all about being healthy. It's over. It's all healthy. It's all they have juicing there. It's a great place. You definitely want to check it out. They just opened up a couple months ago, and it's somewhere you want to check out. So we're going to take caller number 8 at 650-1590. That's 650-1590 for your Midtown Cafe. It's located right over off of Loma Vista. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for all of our callers. And Lisa was one of our winners for Midtown Cafe. I do also want to recognize Bank of Books. And with the holiday season approaching, it's a perfect time to head over to Bank of Books for all the book lovers there. And they have like 200,000 books.
They might even have Doppelganger by Sean Stern.
Yeah, there you go. You can go get that for somebody for a great gift. But they do have 3 locations, one right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. So give them a call, 805-643-3154. That's
843-3154 or visit them on bankofbooks.com. All right. Well, let's get back to our show here. And I do want to remind you that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We got a full studio here. I love it. We got lots of great things to talk about. Our phone number here is 650-1590, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We have Beth Pate, and she's talking about, this great book that she brought in, and her organization is, and foundation is, whatcanwedo.org, and what a great book. I mean, this is like so many contributors to this. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me here. Whatcanwe.org is really about offsetting veterinary care costs to animal rescue groups, and we're... this cookbook has over 400 pages, and we're so thrilled because it's not only across the country, we have international submissions in there. So it's really helped us with our outreach and including every single picture, has a pet in it.
I mean, there's a lot of substance in here. I love it. I mean, and not only substance, but great pictures.
Yeah.
Everybody and their pets, right?
If you love pets, you know anyone who does, you love food, emotive photography, like that's the comments we've been getting is you just feel connected to each of these animals. We have a dolphin, an elephant. Someone sent a picture of their goldfish because we said anything that's your pet. So people really went all out. Lots of dogs, cats.
And what did you have to do to be in this book?
We put it out in social media and at all our presentations, and people donated to have a page in the book, and then we also paid tribute. We had some underwriters, some donations come in, so we were able to create pages to pay tribute to some of our heroes and rescue groups and people who have really helped our animal community. So
wow.
It just was a great, great opportunity to do lots of things.
You have a dolphin. What is dolphin recipe like? Does that go well with Swiss chard?
Actually, I'm sure the dolphin page has a vegetarian recipe on it. That's the Wildlife Center, I think, or one of the rescue communities sent that in. They had just some wonderful pictures that they put in there. And we have a real-life reindeer in there. That's from a company out on the East Coast that have reindeer at their business, and they sent that in. So it's very, very unique book and a great...
It's eclectic. It's all over the world. I love it. So tell us a little bit about why did you start whatcanwe.org?
Really, because there was a need for it. There's this huge unmet niche, and there are millions more animals out in the world that we can save from euthanasia, that we can help put in forever homes by addressing those veterinary costs. And we wanted to create something that could truly make a difference. And we had a great group of business-minded people, which is unique in the rescue community. I've volunteered for a rescue for many, many years, and I'm familiar.
That's what I was going to ask you. So, Beth, you were already passionate about animals before this even came about, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then when your neighbor passed away, everybody mm-hmm. was calling, what can we do, what can we do, right? And it just kind of authentically came together.
It did, because the family, you know, when you lose a son, I mean, I have five children. I can't even begin to imagine. He was like, you know, as close as a son to me. And it's just... you don't want flowers, you don't want food. You know, these people were like, we don't want anything. And I was helping them, and I was fielding all these calls. And I said, you know, we can't keep telling people what they can't do. We need to give them something. We need to figure out what they can do. And we all got together and said, well, you know, let's do something purposeful. And Christopher loved animals, and he volunteered. He inspired other kids to volunteer. And they said, have them make a donation. And you know, that got it started, because then people started calling from all over the country. And, you know, we're on the East Coast. We're here. You know, what can my kid do to start? What can I do? What can we do?
It gives me chills. I love it. And it lives on. And it's a great cause.
And we have a vision of, you know, ultimately creating the St. Jude's of veterinary medicine. So doing what we've done for people, also for animals, it definitely is doable. And we're taking steps along the way. So, you know, this is an incredible legacy, but very purposeful, you know, movement and ability to really reach out and make a difference.
So what are your goals for your whole foundation?
I mean, ultimately, we would like to see that in place, a way to serve the benevolent rescue community with offering very low cost or no cost veterinary care, which would enable them to really save millions more animals. That's a big factor. And along the way, create steps like mobile veterinary services that go out to these units, and and also sustainable programs to help them do fundraising in innovative ways that they haven't thought of yet, and partnering and collaborating in communities with other nonprofits. We're very big on that. Awi Bawawi is part of our national relief
Gina's
program.
Great, yeah.
Gina's great.
Now, do you have veterinarians that work with you too that will help out?
Well, we have Bob Ferber, who was on the show with me last
great,
time,
yeah.
as he actually, with his other group, works with the veterinarian. We have many different people, you know, we consult with, and we don't actually have one on our board per se. That's more, you know, we keep it as a consulting level because of what we do. But that is something we're looking as a next step to building
great,
a veterinary,
yeah, I mean,
a mobile veterinary clinic, and in you know, incorporating some veterinarians and testing that out and seeing if we can reduce costs that
way. How many books have you already sold?
I don't know the exact number because Deborah Morgan, our CPA, tracks all of that. But I know there's been a ton of enthusiasm. She's gotten lots of calls. There were, you know, there's hundreds that are going out. And now that I just got the books yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So
right off the, you know, a thing here. Okay, so where do we find and how do we get our books?
Well, first of all, I want a shout out to Rebecca at Flower Power Studios, who made that wonderful.
I have to take a picture. I'll put it on Facebook.
Yeah,
there
she it's great. And she at her Flower Power Studios in Agora in the Wizen Center, she has the cookbooks. You can pair it up with her flower for a centerpiece for Thanksgiving, the holidays. Great hostess gift. Deborah Morgan's carrying them. We're going to put on our Facebook page. And if you go to www.whatcanwe.org, all the information will list businesses. You can order them online if you're outside the area. You can order them on our website. Go to the Kitchen Rescues tab, and it will take you right to where you can order the book.
We'll put them on mine, too, so that my listeners don't have to find them very far. They can just go to thekimpaganoshow.com and look there. And again, oh, my gosh, I'm telling you, it's not just this little cookbook. There's, I mean, what? How many pages?
There's 400 pages. And what's great is Bob Ferber did a whole pet resource section. And this is for people all over the country on how, for emergencies, for dealing with, you know, if you have a barking dog in the neighborhood, to interesting facts and trivia and about, you know, there's just some phenomenal information that is nowhere else that we don't have. And it's in this one section. So it's a great permanent resource book, as well as a great recipe and wonderful photographs and
everything. So I know you have a fundraiser coming up, right?
Yes, absolutely. The Hoffmans, who are this amazing, they're both artists. They live in Agora Hills, and they host this annually at their home. They invite the artist communities, local businesses in, and every year they recognize a different charity, and we're honored to be the first time guest.
That's great.
So it's for our benefit on December 4th. From 10 to 6 that Wednesday. Again, information on our Facebook page, the What Can We Facebook. It's 3923 David's Road in Agora. But please, you know, come. There's fabulous people who do all kinds of amazing, from sculptures. You can bring a picture of your pet and someone does an actual sculpture for your garden. Really unique items. Gabriella Hoffman is incredible at making soups, and she uses organic. She might even use your products, I think. And she's superwoman, we call her. She feeds people all day.
You know what I love about stuff like this is when you have like something that's just so amazing, it really attracts all these amazing people. And that's what I love when, you know, you get all these people together.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's what we love, too, because one of our big mission is to get people to tune in. We're the antithesis of the messages that Sarah McLaughlin well-intended, but it unfortunately people tune out because it's just so hard to hear that. We are positive what we can do. You know, everyone can do something. We love youth volunteers. Our national relief program gets them out there doing stuff. Everyone can do something, and we all feel great when we do, and it's great for our communities. We're about healing at both ends of the leash.
I love that. I love that. What can we do?
What you can do is get in contact with us. Let us know, you know, what are your skills? What do you love doing? We can find a way to incorporate you in. Please give our Kitchen Rescues gift as your book as your holiday gift this year. It's wonderful. You're making a donation. 100% of it goes to help animals. Spread the word about us. Visit our Facebook page. Like us. Come to our website.
You know what we're going to do is actually Beth gave us a book, right? And yeah. A couple books. And we're going to go on our Facebook right now. Is all I want you to do is go on, like our show, Kim Pagano Show, and on Facebook, and share us, and write next to it, whatcanwe.org. So we know that you're talking about that. Whatcanwe.org on Kim Pagano Show Facebook. And you will be entered to win one of these great books. And if you don't win it, you know what? Go to whatcanwe.org and buy one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. $25. If you're picking it up locally, and then we can also add a shipping and handling and ship it out wherever you are.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Beth, for what you do. I love it. I think it's a win-win. And again, you know what? It's all about that. Also, thank you, Flower Power, for this great thing. And what a perfect thing to do. Christine, give out one more time your information to get your organic box.
Sure. It's 805-200-5216 or email me freshpicks@deerdorffamilyfarms.com.
All right. And Jonathan Boring from Social Spice Media, give out your number so that everybody can get in touch with you.
You can obviously contact me one of several ways. You can connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube. But really, call us at 805-312-6510 or shoot us an email at info@socialspicemedia.com.
All right. Sean, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, as always.
All right. Spence, thank you. And thank you to all my listeners out there. I do want to tell you that I've got a Holiday Swing Big Band coming up, so we got tickets for that. And also, we got the Magic Show over at Civic Arts Plaza. I got tickets for that. Go on my Facebook, like it, and share it. With that, let me end the show with a moment of happiness. Winners lose much more often than losers. So if you keep losing, but you're still trying, keep it up, because you're on the right track. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And stay tuned for my 2 o'clock show. We got lots of stuff there. And again, 2 to 3 right here on AM 1590 KVTA. And I hope to see everybody later at the Danion Brinkley over in Westlake. So give us a call. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day.